We're here with assistant coach Andy Sawyers. I want to talk a little bit about the outfielders. You first time here, you got two guys that are pretty locked in, but then you have a revolving door in right field that isn't a bad thing. You get to see a lot of guys really perform out there. And what goes into coaching guys that are maybe going to play another position, practice another position, then come out and play some outfield for you?
Well, realistically, the guys that aren't with you all the time kind of dictate what you do. You know, Nick Fleece has never played the outfield and played the infield all fall. And about 2 weeks ago, we decided in order to get more bats in the lineup, he might need to play right field. So for the last 2 weeks, everything we've done in practice with the outfielders has been dictated on what Nick Fleece needs. And that's been kind of fun because we've got guys like Kyle Colligan, who is probably the best defensive outfielder in the conference, who's taken a back seat to a freshman who's never played the outfield before. So they're taking it with a smile and a grain of salt a little bit. But it's been fun because we've got some really talented athletes who are good offensive players that were doing some different things was just to get more bats in the lineup. And they're working at it, and they're having a good time with it, and it's been fun to watch the older guys like Feltner and Colligan really take a leadership role and help those young guys out. You know, Brooks Raley pitches and plays the outfield, and Nick Fleece plays third base and first base and has moved to the outfield, and they're really coaching him on the field. You know, yesterday I was coaching first base, and I could hear Colligan talking the entire inning with Fleece, like on positioning and where to go when he had to back up bases and the proper routes to take to certain balls. So it's been fun to watch those older guys take charge.
I know that when you do have guys like that, one of the things about Colligan and Feltner is their speed. Does that make it a little bit easier to have a guy play a different position out there because there's no makeup for a guy that can make a play, go to the gap, and really make a ball disappear in the glove? That's something that's got to make you feel good when you're coaching the outfield.
Yeah, we've thought about playing Colligan in right center and Feltner in left center and just letting Fleece kind of stand over there by the line and get out of the way. But I think that Kyle is without a doubt the best defensive outfielder in the league. And Ben, while doesn't have that pedigree or that resume, but he actually runs better than Colligan, and he's really making some strides defensively. He probably made the play of the day yesterday in a ball that was hit over his right shoulder, and it was a laser hit to the fence, and he ran it down on a ball I thought he had no chance to get to. He made it really look kind of easy. So those two guys, they do cover so much ground that might kind of affect our positioning. We might shade guys more towards that side of the field because they can cover so much ground and kind of make up for some mistakes with their foot speed.
You talk about Fleece, but also some of the guys that redshirted that haven't had a chance to get out there in a real game or players that are making it difficult on finding another outfield.
Yeah, the guy that comes to mind is Keith McInerney. Mac, we call him Big Mac. He does nothing but win every single day. He finds a way to get a big hit, steal a base, make a defensive play. Yeah, you know, the other day, he stole a base, got a great jump on a pitcher that was quick to the plate. He got hit and started a big inning by getting hit by a pitch, made a good play in the outfield, and got an RBI single. It's like he did five or six things that really impacted the game. But if you look at the box score, he would have gone 1-for-4. You know, and it's he finds a way to help his team win every single day. And Max pushing for playing time. He deserves an opportunity. And I think he may not be as heralded as some of the other newcomers, but he's going to find his way out there before too long.
We haven't mentioned Damon Aaron yet. There's a guy who's going to run not to the wall, but through the wall defensively. And him being healthy is really a key for him.
Yeah, he is. Dag, you know, obviously a senior and was here last year. And I think fans saw a lot of him as a defensive replacement last year. He's going to push for some at-bats early in the year. And if he gets it going offensively, you might see more of him on a regular basis. But, you know, he's a big, strong, physical guy. He throws very well and runs well for a man his size. He's a good outfielder. And he can play either corner spot. He's played some center force and some inter squad situations, and he's going to give us some options and some flexibility because he has done it before, and he's a good defender.
That's Andy Sawyer talking about the Aggie outfield. Good luck this year, Coach.
Thank you.